Kia ora koutou and welcome to evening prayer on this wet, somewhat milder, almost spring evening. I hope you're all doing well in your bubbles. Let's take a moment to put aside the cares of the day and focus our minds and hearts on the Father of us all. Etaphano, my brothers and sisters in Christ, our help is in the name of the eternal God who is making the heavens and the earth. Eternal Spirit, flow through our being and open our lips, that our mouths may proclaim your praise. Let us worship the God who loves us. Amen. Amen. The psalm for today is the beautiful Psalm 121. I will lift up my eyes to the hills. From whence comes my help? My help comes from the Lord, who made heaven and earth. He will not allow your foot to be moved. He who keeps you will not slumber. Behold, he who keeps Israel shall neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord is your keeper. The Lord is your shade at your right hand. The sun shall not strike you by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord shall preserve you from all evil. He shall preserve your soul. The Lord shall preserve your going out and your coming in, from this time forth and even forevermore. Let us pray. O our most perfect Father and King, we thank you for your constant love, which keeps us safe by day and by night, and preserves us throughout all the ups and downs of daily life. Thank you that nothing is so small that it is not protected by your constant love. We praise your name and we thank you for your great love. Amen. I like to mix things up a bit on Saturdays, so today for our reflection, instead of a Bible reading, I've chosen a poem by Mary Oliver, which I have taken the liberty of adapting a little for our part of the world. So this is a poem by Mary Oliver, and its title is My Work is Loving the World. My work is loving the world. Here the sunflowers, there the tui, equal seekers of sweetness. Here the quickening yeast, there the blue plums, here the pippi deep in the speckled sand. Are my boots old? Is my coat torn? Am I no longer young and still not half perfect? Let me keep my mind on what matters, which is my work, which is mostly standing still and learning to be astonished. The Daphne, the Delphinium, the sheep in the paddock and the paddock, which is mostly rejoicing since all ingredients are here, which is gratitude to be given a mind and a heart and these body clothes, a mouth with which to give shouts of joy to the moth and the kereru, to the sleepy dugout clam, telling them all over and over how it is that we live forever. One of the things I love about this poem is how it reframes the idea of work for the people of God. Our work is loving the world. And she describes it as standing still and learning to be astonished and to rejoice. Our work is to pay attention and to be thankful. To immerse our imperfect and perhaps worn out bodies in the world God has made and to give out shouts of joy. Isn't that a wonderful thought? That this is what truly matters. That's why we're really here. That this is what we are called to most of all. The world, as the poet describes it here, is the natural world. But we could just as easily see this work of loving the world as being about loving and seeing God's presence in the home we live in the supermarket we visit, the people we meet on Zoom. Mary Oliver invites us to see our own small world, whatever that might involve, with new eyes, and to pay attention to the details we may not have noticed before. To see the hand of God everywhere we are and wherever we go. Let me keep my mind on what matters, she says. And what matters is to love our world and to see God in all of it, and how he is preserving our comings and goings, as the psalmist says. So now, right now, take a moment to look around you. What is it that you might see anew? What is it that you might see imbued with God's light? And tomorrow, when you're out and about, look about you. What or who do you see that is sparked with the divine? What is it that is inviting your love? So now let us turn to prayer and to the needs of our world. Lord, we pray for the world you have made. We thank you for the beauty of the country we live in. We thank you for the privilege of living in a country that is peaceful. We pray that you will heal any division within our nation. We pray especially tonight for the congregation of the Samoan Assembly of God Church in Mangere, who have been subject to racial abuse. We pray a protection on this congregation. We pray for wisdom for their leaders and healing for their sick. And we pray for those places in the world that are not peaceful, where conflict and war prevail. We hold before you now especially the people of Afghanistan. Our hearts are heavy for those in the airport at Kabul trying to escape. We know that you are present in this place, Lord. We pray your protection on the families and the children there and those at risk because of their support for the peacekeepers. We pray your protection for our military in Afghanistan. And we pray for that our government will not rest until all Afghanis who have supported our people are safely relocated and settled in this country. Returning to our own country's needs, we pray for courage for those affected in special ways by the lockdown. We pray for business owners who are worried about whether they can stay afloat. We pray for those whose homes are not safe places. We pray for the vulnerable children for whom school closures might mean they miss out on essential care or food and learning. We pray for those caring for the sick, the elderly, and families in need. Lord, we pray that you will be present for these people in a way that meets their needs. May they experience your great love. And finally, a particular prayer for one of our own, some of our own. We pray for the Hart family, for Tim, Alyssa, Micah, Amalia, Lucia, and Daisy, who had planned to move to Auckland in the last week. May they rest on your loving provision for their lives. And I'd invite you now to just spend a moment praying for those people you have on your heart. As we come to the end of this prayer time, we pray for all those we love. We pray for our church family and for ourselves, using the words that Jesus gave us. Please join in using whatever version you know. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us today our daily bread, and forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. Save us from the time of trial and deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. Well, thank you everyone for joining me this evening. Let's keep caring for one another from the safety of our bubbles. Is there someone who is in lockdown on their own who you might want to call? And if you're struggling, please don't hesitate to get in touch with someone from our church. We've got this, people, because we're in this together, and God is good. God bless everyone, and I look forward to gathering with you tomorrow night for a service of night prayer. God bless.